you know, I have a lot of fun because I eat them all. Mm-hmm. And we were cooking for a supper before the lodge meetings, Masonic lodge meetings. Every meeting on a regular basis, you know, once a month, something like that. And it was up to me and this lady as to what we wanted to cook. So she says, let's cook some tongue. I said, that's fine by me. So we got a couple of tongues and boiled them and skinned them. And you know, you boil them to where you can peel that skin right off. And sliced them up. I like it pickled best, but we didn't go that far. We just sliced it, and it's real good sliced after that. And we didn't tell them what it was. We just sliced it up and put it out there, you know. Mm-hmm. And if anybody asked, oh, that's beef, because it was beef tongue.
That's great.
And it went down, and they loved it.
I'll have to try that sometime.
So,
how long do you have to boil it?
It takes quite a while. Like, I think maybe up to a couple of hours, something mm-hmm. like that.
Do you season it?
Oh, yeah, I just, you know, salt and pepper, mm-hmm. nothing special. Mm-hmm. A little nature seasons or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, no, nothing.
Well, I asked because some of my friends were boiling beef one day at a party, and I came in that kitchen. I could not stand the smell of that boiling beef. It was so heavy. They hadn't seasoned it, you know? And
yeah. Anyway, I have been known to trick a few people like that.
Well, is there a thing that's made from the jowls and head of a hog that
used to... A head cheese?
Mm-hmm. Did your family make that?
My mother did. It's cornmeal and whatnot. It's the real fat meat, which they sell in the grocery store as salt pork. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I bet you would be interested.
Neat.
Look through that just rather quickly and
well there's did you make any of your own milk products on the farm?
Not since I have been married. My mother did and I knew all about it. She made butter. She didn't make cottage cheese. She didn't go into the other cheeses. Mm-hmm. But she knew her butter making. And
what were all the different kinds of animals you had on the farm?
Chickens, milk cows, beef, a calf for beef, hogs, principally to eat. I've been around goats. I never had any, but I've been around them. Sheep, I never had much to do with. I like mutton once in a while. It's something that good two or three times a year.